From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm your host, Sarah King.
I'm your host, Jamie Caskey. And you know what we like to say, wine's fun. Let's prove it.
That's right. This week, we're going to dive into the red carpet world. Do you have your gown on?
I do. And I'm so tickled that we're joined by such special guests.
They're in bottle form, though. We actually don't have a special guest this week.
Well, we kind of do, but they don't know. They're special guests of ours.
They have no idea this is happening. We're doing celebrity wines.
Some people call it stalking, but...
Yeah. We're doing celebrity wines this week.
Who is visiting us in bottle form today?
We're going to start off with, we have Mary J. Blige. No drama. Don't be bringing it. We have Martha Stewart, which I think probably everyone's seen by now, but few have tasted.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people saying, I wonder if it's good. We're going to tell you.
Yep.
And this one is also quite shocking. The Zac Brown Band. Zac Brown himself has a wine.
Very nice.
But he goes by Zac Alexander Brown because wine fancy pants time.
Okay. Well, that's kind of against what we do, but we're going to try it anyway.
Yeah. Celebrity wine. I don't know what else to say aside from celebrity wine.
Well, the other thing we could say is everybody and their brother is getting into it.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to get Jay-Z's champagne.
Ain't nobody can pay for that.
It's called Ace of Spades. It's Armand de Brignac, which isn't that the long nose guy in Roxanne with Steve Martin?
Cyrano de Bergerac. Very similar.
This bottle is $278. They had it at Total Wine.
Oh.
But I thought that the higher ups here who gives me their credit card to buy these wines would get a little mad at me if
take it back.
$300.
They take it back.
For one episode.
Also, does Jay-Z need to price his wine that high? Does he need that much more money?
A bigger question, is it that good? You know, I do want to do an episode. I'm going to put this in my notes right now on really expensive wines. Are they worth the price?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea because what I have found is when someone is like, we're having a special wine, it's typically no better than other wines that we have. I feel like the really sweet price point is between $20 and $30. You can generally think that a wine that falls between maybe even $18 and $30 is going to be pretty good. And some cheaper wines are certainly just as good.
I mean, you can occasionally get one that's like, remember we had the one with Jen King? It was the Merlot, the last one we tasted. It was called...
That was expensive. And that was good.
It was worth it. Occasionally, it is worth it, but I'm going to stand here and say, I don't think it is, and I think we should taste test somebody on
it. Yeah, right. Budget wines are the winners very often.
So let's just dive into our first bottle, because I don't have much else to say except for these are celebrities, they have a buttload of money, and they decided to get into the wine business.
Yes, and if you see their bottles, now you're going to know whether or not it's just a gimmick or whether it's actually good wine.
Okay, so let's go to the queen herself, Miss Mary J. Blige, which, by the way, killed it at the Super Bowl halftime show.
She did, and the color of this wine is stunning.
So the name of her wine is called Sun Goddess.
Mm. Ooh, it kind of looks like that. It's a kind of a sunny yellowish.
Speaking of that golden color.
Gorgeous.
There's the word Ramato on this label.
I don't think I know that word.
I didn't until this bottle of wine came into my life. It actually means skin contact. So this is essentially an orange wine.
Oh.
And so that's why the color is so rich.
Interesting. So we know the process. We've just never known it was called Ramato.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm honestly, now that you say it like that, I'm not sure if you can say orange wines equals Ramato, but Ramato does equal skin contact.
Okay.
70s funk label.
Yeah, she looks like a sun goddess in that picture.
Well, I don't think that's her face.
Oh.
That's definitely not her face.
Oh, I thought that was her. But then again, guys, I only have one close-up contact, one far, so.
It's not that at all. Okay. It is a picture of a woman with her eyes closed and her head tilted back, and it's zoomed in on her face, and then around it, it looks like a gold record.
Yeah, very iridescent.
Yeah, this is a Pinot Grigio. It's a 2019.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Pinot Grigio. And it's kind of on the pricier side, $22.99.
Okay.
Pinot Grigio, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, falls into my envelope of could be good, but I have a natural skepticism when a celebrity puts their name on a wine. And we have been proven wrong before.
We have. Mirabelle.
The Brad Pitt one.
Yeah. That stuff is delicious.
And now Leonardo DiCaprio is putting
his... I tried to find it.
It's pretty new news, so maybe it's not out in stores yet.
I think it smells delicious and juicy and citrusy. It has my mouth just by smelling it. My mouth is watering.
It smells great. And it smells a little bit, I want to say warm. I think what I mean is approachable.
This is delicious.
Oh, great.
This is delicious. And I do believe, and I could be wrong, but I do believe that this is on sale, not like on sale price, but they sell it at Seaboard, an independent wine, because Jen King, who I adore her palate and her abilities. She buys wine there, and she loved it. Isn't this delicious?
This is delightful.
This is delicious.
Okay, Mary J. Blige, we got you,
girl. Okay, girl, ain't no drama in this glass. Mm-hmm.
This is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hello, Mary. Mary. 227. Mary. Remember that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no? 227?
No.
Sandra and Mary.
Did I have small children at the time?
Yeah, you probably are watching anime and stuff.
This is funny. We have been invited to a 40th birthday party, and the theme is 90s. I was like, I don't remember any 90s culture. I had very small children.
Yes. That's what makes my...
the latter part of that.
Yes, that's what makes my job hard on the morning show is like, I'm supposed to keep up with pop culture. And I'm like, dude, my pop culture is like Dora the Explorer.
Right.
We've moved past Paw Patrol. Now we're on to SpongeBob.
Oh, hey, look at that.
I like SpongeBob.
Improving your palate. There you go.
Gary is my favorite character.
Are you all going to see the SpongeBob the musical that is in town this weekend?
I thought about it. Not this weekend. No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought about it.
Well, we went and saw Paw Patrol, and like, have you ever been to a child's musical?
Yes. Again, have children.
Yeah. And they're unless they're really small, I don't think kids really like them that much.
No, they're not as into theater as older people.
Yeah. All right. So
that was delicious.
I'm for it.
We heartily recommend it. Are we going right into the other white, I'm curious to
yes,
see?
Yes, yes.
Here we go, Martha Stewart.
That's it, Martha Stewart.
Let's see if you're truly all that.
So this is the 19 Crimes, Martha Stewart. This is true. Everybody on their label is a convict, as is Martha Stewart. Yeah. Lest us not forget.
Yes.
She took place in some stock fraud.
She did. She did time. She and her friend Snoop Dogg both have 19 Crimes wines out.
I think that's why they like each other.
Maybe so.
They have so much in common.
Yeah.
This is a very pale Chardonnay.
It is, because I thought out of the gate after Mary J. Blige is beautifully colored and
yeah, very
perfect
golden.
For spring and summer.
That wine is delicious.
It's,
to digress a little, it's like a heavier weighted Pinot Grigio.
Yes, it is.
Some of them are so lean and citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it skates the line between Pinot Grigio and Chardonnay that you could please both people.
I agree.
If you have people who like those.
Very approachable. This one is, it almost looks anemic compared to the Mary J. Blige
one. Should have been the opposite.
Oh, it does not have the nose, the Mary J. Blige
one.
No,
I mean, it doesn't smell bad. It's not oaked, which is nice.
No, but it smells a little bit sour to me.
Yeah, it's got that, dare I say...
funk?
I'm just going to say it. It smells like a cheap wine.
It does smell like a cheap wine.
It smells like a cheap
and
wine.
And tennis shoes.
Let's see if this is a good thing.
I'm sure it'll taste great. Mmm. Well, it's got a back end bite. Ow.
Martha.
At the back of my throat.
Martha.
A protest just happened.
$20 says she puts ice in this. I think if you diluted it with more cold water, it might be palatable.
How much is this 19 Crimes Martha Stewart?
$10.99. It's cheap.
Okay.
If you like it, we're sounding like real snobs. We should be nicer.
You're right. Okay, you know what, guys? Hey, I wouldn't buy this wine, but you might like it. Actually, I don't think we sound like snobs. I think that this, in particular, is actually a gimmicky wine.
I agree, 100%.
The 19 Crimes, that their whole idea of now putting people who have really been in jail and are also famous on their labels, we saw this with the Snoop Dogg wine, is gimmicky and not what we would refer to as a successful experience for you wine drinkers.
Yes. If you like Chardonnay,
skip it.
Skip it. Honestly, it leaves like there's like a coating in my mouth. It's not good.
Mainly, it's just burning the back of my throat. Skip to Maloo. Skip it.
Speaking of skip, let's skip over to some messages real quick to some sponsors. Let's take a break.
Welcome back. We are doing new celebrity wines, and because getting into wines is getting so big for celebrities, there's always a fresh crop of new wines that celebrities have endorsed or been involved in the making process. Actually, some of them own vineyards.
I didn't finish telling you about the 19 Crimes, which you just tasted and do not endorse.
No, we do not. Oh, come on. Okay. If you can't get enough Martha in your life, the cork has a picture of Martha on it, too.
Honestly, I might put that as like my charm on my rearview mirror.
You could make it like a little keychain.
We could make little earrings.
That would be hilarious. Hey, wasn't she around in the 90s?
Yes.
You could totally, although someone would have to buy another bottle of Martha Stewart wine, and it won't be me. I could make Martha Stewart cork earrings and go as Martha Stewart.
Oh,
I might have to
It's a good thing. You have to have a pair of shears. You have to have some fake flowers.
Yeah.
Because you're going to obviously craft in some way. You're going to have to wear some kind of an apron.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take that cork when we're finished here. Thank you. Also, this is blowing out our other idea, which is we were going to wear different colored t-shirts, my husband and I, and go as...
What's the grocery store?
No. Yes, Power Rangers. Because we like to wear very tight onesies. We were going to go as Supermarket Sweep people.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, but I like this idea better.
Well, who's your husband going to go as?
Then? I don't know. That's up to
maybe
him
he should
now,
go as Snoop.
I'm going to be honest. This picture of Martha Stewart looks just like Joan Rivers.
Oh, don't insult Joan that way.
But it does, doesn't it?
It resembles her a little bit. Yeah. I met Joan Rivers once, and by meeting, it's pretty loose. I was in the same room with her, and she pointed at me.
Oh, why? Why'd she point at you?
Well, because I was I worked in New York in the catering world, mm-hmm. and I not only ran catering companies, but I was a catering server, and mm-hmm. we were working an NBC event. Brian Williams was there. This was before his fall from grace.
Right.
And we were in line to pick up the entrees to take to the tables, and Joan Rivers, I get goosebumps telling this, Joan friggin' Rivers walks past, and she's like, oh, darlings, oh, the lot of you, have a wonderful evening. And I was like, oh, my God. Joan Rivers just pointed at me.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. She looked like she was made out of plastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Matt? This is a way throwback that my grandparents would remember. I don't know if any of our listeners will remember this, but do you remember the Madam, Miss Madam?
Yes.
The puppet?
The puppet.
Who was it? Carol Channing who had Madam?
I was picturing Joan Rivers holding Madam, but it wasn't Joan Rivers. I think it was Carol Channing.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a
it's an old reference, but she looked, her face
looked like that.
Looked like that.
With the big red lips?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her lips were huge. Her cheeks were huge. Her nose was small.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Because, you know.
Several.
She could choose.
But
yeah.
A few times.
It was very interesting. So anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
All right, last but not least of our celebrity roundup this season, Zach Alexander Brown. You may know him as Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band.
Mm-hmm.
His label is called, well, it's the Zach Brown label, Uncaged is the Sauvignon Blanc.
Interesting. I wonder what the story is behind
and
that.
And there's an owl on the
oh,
label.
Oh, that's cool.
The owl is the guardian of the vine. Jamie, did you know that?
Actually, I did, because we did a story before about how now they are keeping owl nests in vineyards because of all the rules against pesticides in California. So they have owl boxes.
Well, it also says myths say, which is hard to say, it is present when the spirit is set free. Our winemaking style is also uncaged.
Okay.
Yeah, and yada, yada, yada. That's where the name came from.
Yadity, yadity. Okay. She's doing a real heavy pour. I have an eye doctor appointment after this. He's going to be like, well, they're bloodshot. I can tell you that.
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon, so I can already smell the pepper in it.
Yeah,
I can already. It's young. It's a 2019.
And by pepper, she means like bell pepper, green
pepper.
I do.
There's a vegetal
Not
quality. I love that the wine that we just uncorked came out when the world was what it once was, 2019.
Oh, pre-COVID.
This is a pre-COVID
BC.
Harvest, mm-hmm. yes.
But does it taste like happiness? And normalcy, let's see.
Does it taste like hugs and parties?
It smells good. I think the smell is good. I know you don't care for it because you are not a Cab Sauvignon person, but...
If you like Cab, you might like it.
I also find it to be bitey, our last one.
It's very hot. Super hot, not balanced. It's a little bit thin.
How much is Zach making off of this per bottle? Or how much is each bottle?
Zach Alexander. We got to put his middle name in there because he's doing wine now.
I'm not, but okay.
It's not that expensive. It's only $12.99.
Oh, that's not bad. And actually, it has a warm sort of afterglow thing happening in my mouth.
I get warming spices.
Yeah.
I get like almost cinnamon.
Which I do like that it's just a sense of like, oh, I've been out in the cold and my St. Bernard ran out of rum. I'll have some of this and warm up kind of feel, which is wordy and you wouldn't want to put on a t-shirt, but it's that kind of warm.
It's not crazy tannic.
No, there for a second I felt like it was real tannic, but then it immediately went to warm, which I really enjoy, actually.
I don't hate it. I don't like it.
A rousing endorsement.
It's kind of like how I feel about Hubert Davis. No offense to you, the coach of Carolina. I like him. I do like him,
but
as a NC State Duke fan,
I almost had to slam my glass down, but there's red wine and the engineer is outside.
And I also just got those from the thrift store, and I don't want to have to go out and get another batch of glasses for us.
Wash your mouth out with bad wine, talking about my sweet Hubert Davis. Look, if I see him
he
on the
a
street,
sweet man.
If I can get to him past his security, I'm going to run hug his neck. Because every time, first of all, Carolina grad, Carolina fan, every time I see him cry on TV because he's so happy, And like myself, he is a lover of Jesus. He's very open about it. And every time I want to go, are you crying for your boy? Come here. You come here. Aww. You come here.
He would love
you. Let me hug your neck.
He would love you.
Well, if I weren't shot on my way to get to him through security. But
well, they wouldn't shoot you. You're too cute.
They tase me.
But like
right.
I don't love this, but I like it.
I'm liking it more on the second sip, which you always recommend.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big Cabernet Sauvignon drinker. It doesn't offend me typically like it does you, but I like this one. I do like this one. And I bet it would be a fun festive thing to serve at weddings because you'd be like, hey, we're going to play a Zac Brown
song. Oh, that's true.
Let's all raise our glass if you want a little fun gimmick at your wedding. You know what? These wines, though, the first one, the Mary J. Blige, terrific. The Martha, not terrific. This one, okay. Makes me a little more excited for the surprise I brought you that we will be getting to in just a moment.
Jamie, let's get into some wine news.
Let's do it. You go first, though, because I have a surprise.
Oh, excellent. That's exciting. So in France right now, in the Bordeaux and Burgundy regions of France, they are fearing frost.
Oh.
And the buds are just coming out on the wine vines.
Ooh, what do they do? Are there enough sheets in France to cover all those vines like we do at the house?
What they're doing is kind of beautiful and very medievalish. They're lighting like torches in between the vines to warm the vines.
Well, the picture is stunning. We'll post it on our social media.
I already posted it. Yes, I posted it this morning.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool looking. Yeah, it looks like strings of lights.
Yeah, it does. They're in perfect rows, and it's like among these gorgeous vineyards. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to show you that, but the temperatures have plunged to 9 degrees Celsius, which...
What is that, everybody?
I don't know. It's cold.
That is colder than normal.
Yeah, isn't 20 really hot? We're so American.
Yeah, you know, we're not big on the metric scale.
We should be because it makes way more sense than a foot. What's a foot?
I know.
My foot's not the same size as your foot. Let's not get into it. Regardless, that's what they've been doing, and hopefully it'll save it. It's too soon to evaluate the consequences of the of the frost. Hopefully, I mean, it's in the Champagne region.
Ooh.
Dear baby Jesus, please save the Champagne.
Please save the Champagne. Love. Literally everyone.
Yes.
All right. Well, my wine news is actually a surprise tasting for you, my friend.
Oh, let me.
Yeah, pour that out.
Clean out my Zach Brown, Zach Alexander Brown.
Yes, we're going from red to another white. And here is the dealio. We have done Aldi wines, which was interesting for us, and we got a lot of great feedback.
We learned about chocolate wine with the Aldi wine episode.
Oh, my goodness. Keep that at the house.
We still love it.
Yeah, we do. So when I was in there the other day picking up foodstuffs, I saw that they have a new wine that had the little, what do you call the little paper cap with like tidbits about it?
Oh, I used to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
It's like a flag or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, like a wine bottle flag. It sits on top of it and it just informs you that this is a zero sugar, 85 calorie, gluten-free white wine. And they call it Don't Mind If I Do. And they had several different colors. They had white and they had red. I picked up the white, which is a Sauvignon Blanc. It is a new wine. This is from 2021. But for 85 calories for a 5-ounce pour, I thought that was pretty good.
Is there gluten in wine?
No, I know. This is a funny thing that we've talked about before, kind of like how I was making gluten-free icing. And no, I was buying gluten-free icing at the Whole Foods and paying just a half a paycheck for it. And then a girlfriend of mine who eats gluten-free, has celiac, said, all icing is gluten-free. Why are you spending that much money?
Oh, wow. And it does say wine is naturally gluten-free. That kind of marketing irritates me.
Yeah. Well, I was mainly in it for the calorie count. So I thought, you know what? Skinny wines are such a huge market right now.
I wonder if they just add water to it.
We're about to find out. But I thought for the skinny wine and skinny beverages, and then I have an interesting story to tell you about something else right after this. Let's see what Aldi's throwing in the ring.
Okay. It smells Sauvignon Blanc-y.
Yeah, it smells unoffensive.
It has that grapefruit, that signature grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Let's taste it. It tastes like a Sauvignon Blanc.
Tastes watery.
Does it taste watery?
It does to me.
You think
the viscosity, that's the word, viscosity of it, doesn't it kind of have a watery feel?
I wonder if that's because we're tasting on the back of a Cabernet Sauvignon thick red. No?
I don't know. I gotta look that up right now.
Mm. So the Don't Mind If I Do Sauvignon Blanc.
It's How much was it, by the way?
It was $7.99.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. And if you're thinking, you know what, I'm cutting calories right now, I find it as a Sauvignon Blanc drinker to be a nice alternative. Full disclosure, I probably didn't chill it as long as I should have here.
Oh, that's okay. Honestly, that's when you taste more in the wine is when it's not super duper cold.
Yeah. And I'm not getting a ton of taste notes on this, mainly just a light.
It's very light. It's citrus. I mean, I would never pay $12 for this wine, mm-hmm. but in a pinch, I'm not going to throw it out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is a California Sauvignon Blanc. And this is also interesting to note because my coworker who saw it on my desk was like, no, it's 9% alcohol. She was disappointed. She likes hers.
She does like a spicy wine.
She likes a pretty high alcohol wine. But it's 95 calories per 5 ounce, 3.4 carbs, and it has a trace of protein, which surprised me. It's coming out of Greenfield, California. Okay. It says, indulge without compromising on taste. Discover the aroma of grapefruit and citrus with a hint of fresh-cut grass. I did not get that. A refreshing wine, light-bodied with crisp acidity, bright fruit, and a lingering tropical finish. And that part, I think, is a pretty good description.
Well, yeah, it's passable.
It's passable.
It's passable. Sure. It's for $7.99. I'm going to say, I think I can get a better wine for $7.99. But if you're really counting calories...
I think it's a good alternative if you are counting calories.
If there's a reason for that, yeah. And it's lower in sugar, which if you're diabetic might be also helpful.
And, you know, I always keep an eye out for that for my husband, who is not diabetic but has to watch his A1C. And that slides me nicely into the other thing that we ordered and are trying at home that I wanted to talk about. We've only tried one. Have you heard of these non-alcoholic alcohols that you can get called spirit? So it's, you get the spirit of bourbon, the spirit of gin, and
no,
the spirit of tequila.
We are doing an episode on this.
Oh, I've got 100%. Okay, great. Because the whole idea is it's non-alcohol, it's 5 calories per serving, but we just really didn't have a non-alcohol alternative for folks. And my husband, bourbon drinker. I am not a bourbon, gin, or tequila drinker, typically, unless that tequila's in a
margarita.
But they had an introductory 3-bottle offer. So we got it. And then the other day we did something. this makes me sound like a psycho. But let me tell you, I've been married a long time. And one of the tips that I would share is be creative. If there's a chore that has to be done, try to be creative about it.
Of course.
So we had to talk about finances last week.
Oh, it's the worst.
So it is the worst. And nobody has fun. So I thought, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a fun Financial Friday date night. So I did that. And to make it more fun, I said, hey, we're going to have a Friday fun Financial date night. And I'm going to let you have alcohol-free bourbon. What?
And how did it taste?
If everything goes well, you may have a real glass of bourbon after that. Well, my husband, first of all, he's a sweetheart.
He is a very, very sweet man.
Very sweet. And so he was tolerant of that. And it needed to be done. And if we, you know, if you dress up that pig, you know, she's more welcome at a party. So here we come with this great date night idea.
Where'd you get it?
I saw it on Facebook. Because we do a wine podcast and I post a lot of our social, I get all kinds of stuff in my Facebook algorithm.
Oh, I bet.
For especially low calorie, low alcohol, just different alternatives. I'm sure they're like, you're posting about wine all the time. Do you have a problem? Here's some alternatives.
Well, I live with a wine salesman. So the amount of wine bottles in our trash can, I think, has our recycling guy a little worried.
Very concerned. He's like, they have a child in there?
Yeah.
So the package deal was these 3 bottles, tequila, gin, and bourbon for basically $100.
We're buying those. I'll get you our boss's card, and we are buying all of those and doing an episode on those.
Great. Okay, perfect. And I don't like bourbon, but I said, well, let me taste it because I know what bourbon tastes like. And it was so spicy. Now, I should stop talking about it because we're going to try it.
Why are you spoiling the lead?
Never mind.
But it's okay. I haven't tried it.
And neither of us have tried the tequila or gin. So we're going to do that. We're going to do an episode on this spirits.
Oh, I'm very interested in this.
Yeah.
I'm very interested.
It's intriguing. Well, he said, what's in it? And at that point, I was like, we should stop talking about it. Let's hop into the math portion of the evening.
Yeah, the whole reason we're here... which is to get our finances done. And I promise you some bourbon at the end of this.
You should be on board. It was a great Friday night. Then I colored my hair. It was great. It was like super festive.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Poor Steve.
Poor Steve. Steve was fine. He had gotten a real bourbon after that.
So bottom line of this episode, know that Mary J. Blige, she is bringing the heat with her Sun Goddess line of wines. Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
Rousing recommendation.
Martha, her 19 crimes continue because her Chardonnay is disgusting.
Well done.
Thank you. And Zac Brown, not so bad for $12.99.
Yeah.
His Zach Alexander Brown Uncaged Cabernet, not terrible. Not awesome. Bad. But, you know, it'll pass. And if you want a cheap bottle of Cabernet, I don't think it's a bad one to grab.
Right. We will continue looking for the Leonardo DiCaprio champagne.
And we will never afford the Jay-Z champagne.
Right. We won't be talking about that. But we will be coming at you with more celebrity wines as they become available. Cheers.
Cheers.